Smoking-related illnesses currently cost Colorado $1 billion a year in healthcare expenses, but smoking is one of the toughest addictions to kick. But a woman named Kim is trying to do it, and she's getting support in her smoking cessation efforts from the free telephone counseling service, the Colorado Quitline. How's she doing? Let's listen in as KGNU's Janaki Lafise continues with part three of the story.
We've been listening in to Kim's struggles to quit smoking. She's getting assistance from a free telephone counseling service, the Colorado Quitline, where she's been talking with Diego de Santiago. Kim has called Diego several times now for advice and support in her efforts to kick the habit. Now it's 5 days after her official quit date. The symptoms of withdrawal from tobacco are kicking in for Kim, and as Diego said might happen, she's feeling a little depressed.
Hello, day five. Actually, I'm exactly at day five, 9:24 p.m. I think that's when I quit on Friday night. And this, I think, has been the hardest day. Saturday was really hard, and I think I was a little more aggressive, but today I was just outright, sad and emotional. Couldn't sleep at all, so I was kind of up a lot and tossing and turning. True to Diego's word, I had dreams about cigarettes. Long ones, short ones, fat ones, whatever. Lots of different people. So I came home tonight, and I was very sad and incredibly missed kind of having that cigarette companionship on the way home. And then having that to come home to. Because I think I just felt this loneliness from not having that cigarette to be my companion. So after I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed and sobbed and blew my nose and sobbed some more, I finally got it together to take Layla for a run. It actually felt really great to be out running. And I didn't have any burning, and I didn't have any shortness of breath, and I didn't have any of that horrible feeling in my lungs from trying to breathe through tar.
Fortunately for Kim, she is feeling some of the positive effects of quitting after just 5 days. In a phone session with Diego, he reminds her that the body responds quickly in many ways to being tobacco-free.
You know, the body's an amazing thing if we just give it a chance to heal up. Just within 20 minutes after you quit, pulse rate, blood pressure decrease. Mm. 2 to 3 days, your sense of smell and taste will improve. And also, if you ever suffer from cold hands, cold feet, you'll notice circulation improve within a year. Yeah, so mm-hmm. within a year, chances for a heart attack are down by 50%. Mm. So there's a lot of good benefits to look forward to.
As they talk, Diego lets Kim know she can call the quit line at the spur of the moment if she needs to. Nevertheless, Kim is riding a roller coaster of emotions by the evening of her fifth day, going from depressed to hopeful to anxious.
So it's the power of positive thinking. I'm healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to work out. I'm going to be the healthiest I've ever been. And eat right and sleep and exercise and all that good stuff and eat vitamins and eat antioxidants and eat flaxseed and live pure and clean and drink lots of clean, pure water. And now I'm fidgety. It's 9:29. And I would love nothing more right now than to go sit on my deck. And I could almost smoke a whole pack of cigarettes just because it would just feel so good. And I think this longing is going to continue. I had several episodes of kind of denial and or justification today where I said, maybe, someday I will smoke again a little bit here, a little bit there. And that's not what I should be thinking. I should be thinking I never, ever want to smoke again. So I have to make it at least until Sunday, and that's 10 days. So I can have a big celebration on Sunday without a cigarette if I can make it.
Well, as we can hear, That longing for a smoke, for the company of that old friend, doesn't just go away right away. Will Kim be able to celebrate quitting for 10 days? You can find out on KGNU.